It was not by accident that World Vision picked Grand Central Station as the venue for its five-day African AIDS exhibit.
About 700,000 children younger than age 15 were infected with HIV last year worldwide. The same number of people that pass through Grand Central Terminal every day.
That kind of traffic is the very reason the AIDS experience is here, to spread the word to as many people as possible that AIDS is still a global pandemic.
In Africa, it is a huge, huge problem. And I just don't think Americans realize that yet. I don't think Americans understand how devastating this disease is in other parts of the world.
You go through this door here and into the life of Beatrice.
World Vision's Stephen Reynolds, who spent 6 years in Africa and while there introduced rock star and African activist Bono to the problems people face, says the current 1,000 square meter exhibit is more than just a message about the disease.
Literally, it's bringing Africa to the U.S. It's an opportunity for us to give people a chance to feel, sense, hear, even smell the thatching of a thatched roof, and give people a real sense of what it's like to live in a community in Africa that is so devastated by AIDS right now.
The exhibit allows visitors to walk in the shoes of four Africans who are living with HIV/AIDS. It's a walk that Academy Award-winning actress Kathy Bates took the day the exhibit opened, motivated in part by the memory of her friends who lost their lives to the disease.
I just decided to come this morning and see what the exhibit was about. As an actor, I feel that empathy is the strongest tool we have in order to help people really understand what it's like to walk in someone else's shoes. I feel education and awareness is what we need now.
That education and awareness is a message transmitted through pictures of despair along the corridors of the exhibit.
You've just walked into the African country of Malawi.
And through personal narratives of the people profiled, spoken through an audio device each visitor carries through the display.
I experienced Olivia and her life, what it was like when she was raped, what it was like when she discovered that she was HIV positive and that she had transmitted the disease to her child. Just a few minutes out of your life just to think about someone else and who might need your help. And I think it's so incredibly valuable for people to do.
Princess Kasuni Zulu, an educator infected with HIV, hopes the personal journey of those profiled in the exhibit will prompt a public outpouring of support for the plight of Africans like her.
Whatever you have to do, please create some time to go through someone's life in Africa, and together we can make this world a better place for our children and our children to come. God bless you.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York.